Welcome back to Amud Yomi. We are up to Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are going to be starting on the bottom of Vav Amud Beis. We're up to the sixth statement of Rabbi Chelbo Amar Rav Huna. Amar Rabbi Chelbo Amar Rav Huna. Rabbi Chelbo says the name of Rav Huna. Kol sheyodeh b'chaver shu rag yolitin lo shalom. Anyone who knows of their friend who always says hi, they're just a friendly, outgoing person. Yakdim lo shalom. You should greet him first. Shenemar bakesh shalom v'radfeyu. You should seek peace and pursue it. Vim nasan lo v'lo hichzer. And let's say someone says hi to you and you don't say hi back. Nikra gazlan. You're called a robber, a thief. Interesting. Make sure to say hi back. Shenemar v'atem b'yartem akerem. Gzeilas he'ani b'vatechem. Fascinating statement by the Gemara. Now the Gemara goes on and tells us, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yochanan says the name of Rabbi Yossi. Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mispalel. How do we know that Hashem himself davened? Shenemar v'avi yosim el har kachivisi machtim b'beis tfilasi. That Hashem, the Pasuk says, that I will bring them to my holy mountain and make them joyful in the house of my prayer. Tfilasam lo nemar ela tfilasi. It doesn't say their prayer. It says tfilasi, my prayer. Mikan Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mispalel. We see that Hashem davens. My mitzali. So if Hashem is davening, what does he say? Probably not the same things that we do. So says the Gemara of Zutra Bar Tovi Amarav, Yiratzon mil fanai, may it be my will. Hashem is davening and saying this to himself, I guess. Sheikh Bashurach Mayas Kaasi, that my mercy conquers my anger, v'yagolu rachamai al mitosai, and that my mercy overcomes my more strict attributes, v'esnaheg im banai b'midas rachamai, and that I behave towards my children, the Jews, with mercy, v'akhanes lahem with nimishor sadin, and that I go above the letter of the law for them, and I'm nice to them and extra favorable to them. This is an unbelievable thing, hearing this is what Hashem is praying for, really inspiring. Tanya, it says in a brisa, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Elisha, says, Pam achas nechnas l'akter ketoros lefnai v'lefnim. This was a Kohen Gadol, and he says, one time on Yom Kippur, I went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to go and burn the ketoros. V'ra'isi achatriyo ka Hashem tzivakos, and he saw God. So Yosef al Kisiram and he said that he was sitting on his throne. V'amar li, and God said to me, Yishmael b'ni barchaini, Yishmael, my son, give me a bracha. Amarti lo yiratzo milfanecha shich b'shu rachamecha es kascha. And he said back to me, be your will, that your mercy conquers your anger, v'yagolu rachamecha al midosecha, and that your mercy overcomes your stricter attributes, v'tzisna yigim banecha minas harachamim, and that you behave towards the Jewish people, your children, with mercy. V'tikanis lehem lefnim mishor sadin, v'niyana li b'rosho. And he gives this whole bracha, and Hashem nodded his head to basically give a nod of approval that this was a very good bracha. V'kamash mo'an, the Gemara says a very important lesson that was learned from here. Is shalotehei birchas hedyo kala be'inecha, something which is a very crucial thing to understand, which is that the blessing of a simpleton should not be unimportant in our eyes. Meaning, someone gives you a bracha, you should take it. Doesn't matter if it's not the gadol ador. Anyone who gives you a bracha, you should certainly take it, because even Hashem wanted to take a bracha from a human being. Am Rabbi Yochanan Misham Rabbi Yossi. Another statement from Rabbi Yochanan, the name of Rabbi Yossi. Minayin chein meratzin lo l'adam b'shas ka'aso. A good personal point, a interpersonal type of point, which is crucial, is how do we know that someone should not attempt to appease someone else when they are actually in their moment of anger? That the Pasuk says, my face will go and I will give you rest. What does this mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Hamtin li'ad she'yavru panim shel zam. Wait until my anger passes, v'aniach lecha, and then I'll give you rest. Basically, we want to make sure to avoid, in that second, when someone is so furious, you want to give them a minute and then start talking to them, because if you do it during that time, nothing is going to work. But there seems to be a major problem here. Does Hashem get angry? Is this really possible? And actually, he does. Does Hashem get angry? Yes, he does. D'tani, how do we know this? Because the Braisa tells us, that Hashem gets angry every day. And how long does he get angry for? Rega, he gets angry for a moment. V'kama rega, and how long is this rega? Echad mechameshes ribo ushmonas alafim ushmona meos ushmonim ushmona b'shah. This is 158,888th of an hour, which is the equivalent of 1/16th of a second. So a very short amount of time. That's how long Hashem gets angry for. V'zuhi ha rega. And this is the moment that it's referring to. V'ein kol bria yichol l'chavi no sasha. And no creature, no one knows when exactly this time period that Hashem gets angry is, chutz mi, except for Bilam HaRasha. Except Bilam HaRasha had this special gift that he was able to know, Dixiv Bei, V'yodea Das Elyon, because the Pasuk says about Bilam that he knew the mind of the Supreme One, of Hashem. So we have to analyze this. Hashta das behemta lavayada. We know the story of Bilam where his donkey outsmarts him. So if he didn't even know what's on the animal's mind, das elyon havayada, he knew what's on Hashem's mind. El malamed, rather, this teaches, what did he really know? Shaya yodeh lechavino sashosha kosh baruch hu koes ba. He had a gift that he knew exactly when Hashem was able to get, or did get mad. V'hainu damar lehu navi l'Yisrael, ami zachar na mayayitz balak melech ba'avagomer. And this is what the Navi is referring to when it talks about what Balak tried to get Bilam for. The pasuk over there ends, Laman das tzidkos Hashem, that so that you may realize the greatness and the niceness of Hashem. What is this referring to? Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Alam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Hashem said to the Jewish people, Du'u kama tzedakos asisi imachem. Realize how nice and good I was to you. Shalol ka'asti bimei Bilam HaRasha. I never once got angry in the times of Bilam HaRasha. Shi'o ma'olei ka'asti, because if I did get angry during that time, and he was able to actually make the curse at the time that I was really angry, lo nishtayar misoneim shal Yisrael started v'palit. No Jews would be left. Would have been utter destruction. And this is what Bilam said to Balak, Ma ekov lo ka bakel. How can I curse if God has not cursed? Meaning God is not getting angry. Ma ezom lo azam Hashem. How can I anger if Hashem has not become angry during this time? That we learn that during this entire time period, during this entire sequence with Bilam, Hashem never got angry. And how long does his anger last? Rega, it lasts for one moment. Vikama rega, and how long is a rega? I'm a Rabbi Avin. Vitema Rabbi Avina. Rega kimemra. It's as long as it takes you to say the word rega. So the big question is, what kind of curse could Bilam have given during this time that it takes you to say rega? So some say that either he could have said the word kalem, which means to destroy, or he could have started his curse there, and as long as you just don't finish the curse, as long as you start the curse on time, then you can go as long as you want. It's kind of like what we do at Chal Shudis. As long as we start at the right time, then it's okay going forward. That's a big topic, not for us right now. Minalan derega rasach, and how do we know that Hashem gets angry for just a moment? Shenemar ki rega v'apochayim b'irtzono. Because the pasuk says, when his anger endures for just a moment, but his favor extends for a lifetime. Yibayisemayacha, different pasuk. Chavi kimat rega ad yavorzam. High for a moment until his anger passes, and then Hashem is going to be good after that. Ve'imas rasach. And when does Hashem get angry? Which time of the day does this occur? Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Bahanach tlashoy kamais. It happens during the first 3 hours of the day. Ki chivara karbalta detarnagola v'koi achad kara. It happens when the comb of a rooster pales and it stands on one foot. Now, I don't know exactly what this means, but when the comb of a rooster pales and it stands on one foot. Kol shayta v'shayta nami kayachi. But there are other times when the rooster stands like this on one foot and its comb is pale. So this is not so specific. So answers the Gemara. Kol shayta isbe shuriyaki sumake. That all other times there are red streaks in it while it's while the combs are paling. But during this time when Hashem gets angry, there are no red streaks in it. It's just straight white. Now, in fact, there's a story where someone tried to use this to their advantage. Ahu mina dehava bishavuse de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. There's a certain heretic that was in the town of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Hava kamatzar leituve bikrai. And he was driving him nuts, always bringing these psukim with his agenda to go and bring his points there. He's just driving him crazy and really harassing him. Yomachat shakal tarnigola v'ukme bein kare da'arsus. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, I need to get rid of this guy. So he tied a rooster to the feet of his bed and ve'ayinba and just stared at it intently. Savar, and he thought, kimata hishaita, when this time comes, when there's the comb of the rooster pales and stands on one foot and there's no red streaks in it, he's going to curse this guy. Agatia, he's going to curse him, and then he's going to be gone. Kimata hishaita naim. And when this time came, and it was finally time to go and give the curse, Rabbi Yeshua fell asleep, and he missed this whole time period that he was waiting for. Amar Rabbi Yeshua said, Shema mina lavo rachar alam mevarach. Okay, I'm taking this as a sign from Hashem that I'm not supposed to be doing this. Verach amav al kol ma'asav k'siv. And it's also written that Hashem has mercy on all of his creatures. U'k'siv gama anosh. I shouldn't be doing this. Okay, fine, I learned my lesson. We now have more comments on the exact moment of God's anger. Tana Mishmei Rabbi Meir, there's a brice that starts in the name of Rabbi Meir. B'shasha hachama zorachas, when the sun shines in the morning. B'chol ma'achei mizrach umarav manichen kisrei merashem u'mishtachem lachama. And all of the kings of the east and the west, and everyone bows down to the sun to worship the sun. Miyad koes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that gets Hashem angry. Now another statement from Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. One moment of introspection where someone gives themselves mussar and really from their heart says, you know, I probably shouldn't be doing this, whatever it is, that is better than many malchus, and it does the job. Shenemar viridfa es me'aveh avegomer. The amra ilcha shuva elishi harishon kitov li az ata. That's the pasuk. Reish Lakish amar. Reish Lakish says, not only is it better than some malchus, yoser mi mea malchus. It's better than 100 malchus. Shenemar techas ge'ara b'mevin me'hakos k'sil mea. It's better than even 100 malchus. Another statement. Ram Rabbi Yochanan Misham Rabbi Yosi. Shlosha dvarim bikedish Moshe lef milafnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'nasan lo. Three things Moshe asked from Hashem, and Hashem gave them to him. Bikedish tishrei shchina al Yisrael. One thing he asked was that God rests his presence on the Jewish people. V'nasan lo. And God gave him that request. Shenemar halo belechtecha imanu. As it says that, where Moshe says, I need you to accompany us, and he does. Number two, Bikei Shelo Tishrei Shechina Alov Dekochav, Moshe asked Hashem, don't rest your presence on the non-Jews. V'nasan lo, and he granted that, Shenemar, V'niflinu ani v'amecha. Now, number three, Bikei Shelo Di Adrachav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe wanted to know the way that Hashem works and the way that he operates. V'nasan lo, and Hashem gave him this knowledge. Shenemar, Hodieni Na Es Darachecha. Moshe says to Hashem, let me know how you work. Amar Lefanav, Moshe said to Hashem, Ribono Sholem, Neima Yesh Tzadik V'tovlo. Why are there tzadikim and good people who have good things happen to them, yesh tzadik v'ra'lo, and there are tzadikim and good people that have bad things happening to them. Yesh rasha v'tovlo, there's a rasha, a bad person that has a good fortune, v'yesh rasha v'ra'lo, and there are bad people that have a bad fortune. How does this work? One of the classic philosophical questions, a tough question, tzadik v'ra'lo, rasha v'tovlo. Amar lo Moshe, Moshe said, Hashem said to Moshe, tzadik v'tovlo, tzadik ben tzadik. So someone who is a tzadik and has good things happen to him, so he's the tzadik of son of a tzadik. Tzadik v'ra'lo, tzadik ben rasha. If it's a tzadik and bad things are happening to him, he's the son of a rasha. Rasha v'tovlo, rasha ben tzadik. A rasha and good things are happening to him, he must be the son of a tzadik. And rasha v'ra'lo, rasha ben rasha. He's coming from a rasha, and that's why bad things are happening to him. It's all based on the parents. So Amar Mar, we said previously, Tzadik v'tovlo, Tzadik ben Tzadik, Tzadik v'ra'lo, Tzadik ben Rasha. Aini, is it really true that everything is dependent on your parents and your father's actions? V'haksiv, poked avon avos al banim. The Pasuk says that we visit the sins of the fathers upon the sons, which seems to imply that it does have an impact on the sons. Uksiv, uvanim oyim su al avos, that the actions of your fathers don't impact the children. So which one is it? It doesn't make any sense. It's not fair to say that just because someone's father acted in a certain way, that they're going to be punished or rewarded for that. It doesn't make any sense. For Amin and Krayadad, and we seem to have a contradiction in these two psukim, whether the actions of the fathers determine the success for the children. Mishaninan, and we answered Lokasha. Hakesha Oksin Mase Avosem Biadem, Hakesha In Oksin Mase Avosem Biadem. No. What really matters is whether the children have lived those practices that their parents have set out for them. If the father was a Rasha and he continues to be a Rasha, then it's going to be doubly bad. If the father was a tzaddik and he continues to be a tzaddik, it's going to be doubly good. But everything really depends on how we take the actions that our parents have left for us. Amar now gives another version of Hashem's answer to Moshe about this tzaddik v'ra'lo question. Elachi kamarle, this is what Hashem said to Moshe. Tzaddik v'tovlo, tzaddik gamor. Tzaddik v'ra'lo, tzaddik she'eno gamor. Rasha v'tovlo, rasha she'eno gamor, rasha v'ra'lo, rasha gamor. So how do we determine who gets good things? So a tzaddik who has good things happen to him, he's a real tzaddik. A tzaddik who has bad things happen to him, he's a partial tzaddik, but not fully. So we want to make sure he gets all the zechuyos in the next world and not in this world because we want to help him out. A rasha v'tovlo, so the rasha who has good things happening to him, he's not really a full Russia, he's a half Russia. But a Russia and bad things, that is a full Russia. Pliga de Rabbi Meir, and this argues this Shita of Rabbi Yossi, who seems to say that Hashem answered this third question of the ways in which he works, goes against Rabbi Meir. Dama Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir says, Shtayim nis nosnu lo v'achas lo nosnu. That Hashem said, I'll answer two out of three requests, meaning I will put the Shekhinah on the Jewish people and not on the Goyim, but he did not answer how he works and the ways in which he works. Because we still see there are people who are really bad, who have good things happening to them, and people who are really good who have opposite. People who are really bad who have good things happening to them, people who are really good that have bad things happening to them. So we see that this was just not necessarily explained to us, and we still don't fully get how exactly this works. Now the Gemara goes on to a new drasha. Vayomer lusucha leroses panai. Moshe asked to see Hashem's face, and Hashem said, "You are not going to be able to see my face." Hanem shmeder Yishuv ben Karcha. Bryce was taught in the name of Yishuv ben Karcha. Kach amar lo Hakadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe. This is what Hashem said to Moshe. Kirushera tisi lo ratzisa. Achshav shatarotze ini rotze. When Hashem says back to Moshe, when I wanted to see your face and when I wanted to show you my face by the burning bush, you did not want to see it. But now that you want to see it, I don't want to show it to you. So that I'm not going to do this. But this seems to argue on a different sheet. From in reward for these three things that Moshe did by the burning bush, he merited these three things. In reward for Moshe hiding his face, he merited to go and bring down the luchos. In reward for Moshe being afraid, he had the shining on his face from the extra ink that he brought down. Go and see that story over there. And for the reward of his looking at Hashem, Zacha le'utunas Hashem yabit, that he gets the reward that Hashem showed Moshe his back. Now the final pasuk that we just mentioned is darshened again. Vasiros yes kapay v'risis acharai. Amar Rav Chana bar Bizna. Amar Rabbi Shimon Chasida. Malami chehera Kadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe kesher shel tefillin. We see that Hashem showed Moshe his back, and Moshe saw the back of his tefillin over there. That is the end right now of 7a. Have a wonderful day.